Okay, so right here, for example, you're looking at a very long concrete driveway. When it rains, all the water sheets over the sidewalk, makes its way to the gutter, and then the gutter carries the water down to the next catch basin. And then there it goes into the stormwater main. What we're trying to do is slow down that process. By pouring the porous walk right here, the water is captured, and underneath that porous walk, there'll be a layer of open graded stone, and that basically stores the water. A similar layer would be placed underneath the concrete approach. The concrete approach will look exactly the same, but underneath there'll be a layer that carries that water and gets it to a point right underneath the curb and gutter. And then there we have another layer of storage material, the open graded stone. So it's slowing it down, storing it, filtering it, and whatever water that makes it to the nearest catch basin will be cleaner, and there'll be much less of it.
I thought part of the porous idea was that a certain amount of that water will actually make its way down into the earth. Is there some of that?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what's happening. But it's a function of how much water pours into that sidewalk at a given time. If it's a very light rain, practically all the water will be absorbed with the ground and be contained, and none of it will make it to the system. If you have a 2-inch rain, you know, in 1 hour, basically, some of it will not be stored and will make its way to the conventional storm system.
Under traditional methods, how deep would you be excavating when you have to replace a section versus what you'll be doing now with this process?
A typical excavation underneath a new curb and gutter, for example, is maybe 4 inches. It's just for grading and creating a better bedding material to in order to place the new curb and gutter. In the stormwater green infrastructure approach, we'll probably be digging anywhere between 1 to 2 feet. It all depends on the amount of water we suspect would be coming in. The type of soil, how absorbent, how much of a filtering impact it will have. So if it's solid clay, we'll try to go a little deeper. If it's a little bit more of a softer soil that would absorb water at a faster rate, we'll probably do less excavation.
So you'll be determining this as you go along, or is this some of this basic information
It's basic like information. We know the type of soil, predominant type of soil in a given area, so we make those assumptions, and we make those decisions based on those assumptions.
Is there any difference in the way people shovel or take care of their porous bit of pavement?
We don't suspect that will create any issues from shoveling or any maintenance. Long term, because of the porosity and the potential clogging of the porous surface, the city will take on that responsibility of maintaining the openings by flushing, by vacuuming. That's something we're not imposing on owners. However, if they choose to do something on their own, become more of an active partners there, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
So is there something else you wanted to show me?
Well, just another...
Let's go.
Examples. Yeah. So as you can see, every driveway will be captured. In this given street, let's say you have 30 plus driveways, you'll have 30 locations where the porous walk will be installed. Now we would be coming up to an alley, and we can maybe explain what the other part of this program is about.
And we can talk about how long has the city been moving toward this approach?
Well, since 1987, as part of our first stormwater discharge permit through the EPA, we're obligated to manage our stormwater. And the initial approach was build ponds. And given the limited space or real estate that the city has, because it's very well developed, there aren't that many opportunities to continue to build these ponds. Although they're very efficient, the opportunities are not there. So in a sense, what we're doing, we're taking advantage of our given infrastructure. We have vast footprint of that. We have 1,400 miles of roads, 4,000 alleys, not counting even the square yards of the sidewalk. So as we are conventionally replacing any street or walk or an alley, we're adding this stormwater management element to it. Cool. At a lesser cost, we're taking advantage of the work that's being done anyway, and we're being efficient and smart about it, rather than having to increase the capacity of any given storm system or separating a storm system. Uh-huh. As you know, we have a large area that is combined sewer.
Is this combined here?
No, it's not. This is a separate system. Okay. But in a combined sewer system, the only way to really capture the stormwater separately and avoid sending it to MMSD for filtering, basically you have to create another system that's very, very expensive, very inconvenient, very slow. It will take many, many years to do. So this is the best and most efficient way to do it. And that's why we're using sidewalk, we're using alleys, we're using streets. So you take a look at this alley, and let's say it's in a program to be removed and replaced. You look at where the flow line, it's a V-shaped, obviously. So the alley not only captures the water that falls on it, but also typically captures water that drains from abutting properties. The idea in the city of Milwaukee of a green alley is to have the middle 4-foot strip to be poured, or we would use a porous pavement for the 4-foot strip. Mm-hmm. And
down the center.
Mm-hmm. So basically capturing all the water. And underneath the entire width of the alley, we would have another layer of that open graded stone, anywhere between a foot or two, again, given the conditions of the soil, to store and contain as much of that water. And whatever water that cannot be contained will make its way into the basin through a perforated pipe underneath the pavement.
Do you have a sense of how far that $1 million will go and what the potential of this could be for the city?
We have proven to the EPA that we are a city that's committed to continuing to do more green infrastructure. We've been doing it for several years, mostly in the porous pavement area. So this particular grant allows us to expand the porous walk program as well as the green alley program. And to answer your question about the cost, we have part of the application, we had to identify a list of projects and costs associated with each, so we know exactly what that $1 million will augment. So we do have a list that we contemplate to do in 2014 to utilize the $1 million.
Okay.
And our hope is to prove that this is a long-term commitment. This is not a one-year fad, where if there are other opportunities in the future for other grants, that we are a proven partner. And then we can showcase what we've done in 1 year, and then hopefully we'll become more of a continually receive grants from the EPA.
Have there been other cities or communities using this approach that you're learning from?
Chicago has done a lot of green alleys at a much larger scale, pouring the entire width of the alley in porous, which I think is very inefficient and very expensive. That's why we're sticking with the 4-foot, because we're limiting our cost and exposure. So, but other cities, as far as I know, don't have this porous walk program like we do. So hopefully we're pioneering that effort.